This is an article written by Steve Fletcher, ambassador and first team coach at AFC Bournemouth. Before Christmas, I was forced to watch I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here with my wife Lynn and our two daughters who love any kind of celebrity-related television. While I was something of a reluctant viewer, I have to confess that I did enjoy watching former AFC Bournemouth player and manager Harry Redknapp in the jungle. I have been fortunate to get to know Harry over the years, as well as his wife Sandra and their sons Jamie and Mark. When he was on I'm a Celebrity, Harry was exactly how he is in real life, friendly, opinionated, and someone who loves to tell a good story. It's always refreshing when you see someone's true character come across on the TV. And I can tell you that Harry was Harry all the way through the series. I suspect that that was the reason why the public warmed to him and why he eventually was crowned King of the Jungle as the series winner. Harry, who lives locally at Sandbanks, is a significant figure in the history of AFC Bournemouth. Along with Eddie Howe, Ted McDougall, and dare I say, myself, he is one of those names you instantly think about when you hear the name AFC Bournemouth. Harry played for the club 1972-76 and managed them 1983-1990. During this time, he helped get them promoted to the second tier of the league football for the first time in Bournemouth's history back in 1987. He was also manager of the Cherries when they achieved a great FA Cup upset, beating Manchester United 2-0 in 1984, which really put the Dorset club on the map. Harry's affection for both AFC Bournemouth and the local area is obvious. He has remained in Dorset since the end of his playing days with the Cherries, which shows how much he loves it here. He plays an active role in the local community. He is patron of Julius House and the local children's hospice, and you often see him at functions and charity events, as well as our matches at the Vitality Stadium. I remember what was probably the first time I met Harry, shortly after I signed for AFC Bournemouth in 1992. I was spending a fair bit of time with his sons Jamie and Mark at that time, and Harry's wife Sandra often cooked for us. One weekend, Harry and Sandra invited my parents down from Hartlepool for a barbecue. They are such a hospitable couple, and that's very typical of the kind things they do for people. I'm sure 2019 will be a busy year for Harry on the back of his jungle triumph, and I wish him continued success in everything he does, of course. He makes it to quite a few games at the Vitality Stadium, so I'm sure I'll have the opportunity to congratulate him on winning I'm a Celebrity in due course.